It's the list.
And your girl.
At Fightful.com.
With Denise Salcedo.
And Sean Ross Sapp. They're on fire. Boom shakalaka.
200 strong.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp. It is June 1st, 2022. This is the list in your girl. The 11th one that we've done here on Fightful. Jimmy is on that part-time schedule, apparently. But we got Denise Salcedo filling in for him. Denise Salcedo, who also is on that part-time schedule.
Oh, thanks. So just pointed out that I'm on a part-time schedule. It's not my fault that Fightful can't afford me to come out here and
yeah,
do
right.
my show, Sean.
I just want to say, yeah, right.
Okay, but, just putting that out there.
How you feeling, Denise? Your voice obviously making a comeback.
Yeah, it's making a comeback. It's good. I've been keeping like drinking them fluids and all of that. Okay, so on Monday, you know how I texted you like around like 4:30, and I didn't know like if you were gonna have Kate fill in or not because got back to me.
It was 7:30 Eastern. It was right before Raw.
Yeah, I know. I fell asleep, and Sandra woke me up, and he was like, "Denise, you need to do Raw." And I'm like, "He's like, have you heard from Sean?" And I'm like, "I haven't heard from him. This is just a phone. Where is he at?" And then when I saw it, because I knocked out. Raw had already started it was already an hour of Raw and had gone by. And I messaged you and I was like, "Am I doing the show?" And when you said no, I was like, "Thank God." I closed the phone, shut out. I was done.
You didn't miss much.
I slept 20 hours, Sean. I slept like 20 hours. I kid you not.
It reminds me of that episode of Spider-Man where he came home and it was really, really early. It was like 6 and he woke up at 9 and he's like, "Oh my gosh, I feel great." And he looks outside and like all these monsters are killing the city. And he said, "What? I thought I only slept 3 hours." And his aunt's like, "Oh no, you slept through that entire day and then into the next morning as well." So he slept like 26 hours. That was you this week.
Yeah, I was delusional. Like, I didn't even know, like, if you were telling me something, I wasn't registering anything. No information whatsoever.
Well, guys, please leave a thumbs up on this video. It would mean an awful lot. I'm dropping interviews with AOP, even though, Denise, when I drop interviews in a timely fashion, they're outdated.
Sean, you never in my life.
Muted. Anyway. Dropping an interview.
I've never seen you drop an interview that was timely.
Oh, yeah, you have.
Sean,
I've run some
you
line.
Are like the king.
Muted. Anyway, get in your super chats. Get in your Humper chats. We would greatly appreciate it. This show brought to you by NordVPN.com/Fightful. Matt Reichiel says, "Happy Wednesday, Sean and Hollywood Salcedo. Hope you're feeling better. Denise, an awesome interview with Nick Wayne. Odds that top matches get set up tonight on Dynamite for Forbidden Door." I think we're probably going to get some set up. And also, yes, very good interview with Nick Wayne. But I think this is where it really starts. They're building for the next pay-per-view now.
Right. And they didn't announce too much. The announcements for tonight's Dynamite have really been coming in like within the last like couple of hours. But it still feels like we're still so much that's going to happen on the show that we don't even know about. Because I think only 3 matches have been announced and then MJF speaking. And that's kind of it. And we all know that there's obviously going to be a lot more.
Yeah, the MJF thing is going to be very, very interesting. Alan Mark says, "I'm just here for reckless speculation." Oh, we'll be getting into that. We got someone named Cody, not that Cody, saying free MJF, donating over on the Humper Chat. We have a bunch
of... You never
know.
It could be that Cody.
It could be.
I
guess
know.
It could be.
Come on. It's the internet. It's
he does anonymous. Put over our GCW spots, right? So, I mean, there's that. But we've got Humper Chats over at HumperChats.com. The benefit of those is Fightful gets to keep a little bit more, and you can leave those questions or statements before we go on the air, but you can donate super chats on youtube.com/Fightful below or at humperchats.com. Dropping interviews this week with AOP, Joe Gacy. We've got an In Your House post show. We've got a Hell in a Cell post show. Got lots of stuff going on.
When are you dropping your Joe Gacy interview? Because we need
you.
To time this out.
Before you. Right, oh, they moved my time right before yours, too, by the way.
Are you serious? Are you kidding me right now? No. Damn it. I hate it. I hate it when we get the same interview. That's all I'm going to say. I hate it.
Saldivar says, "Card looks meh tonight. LA deserves better." Well, you're headed there, Denise. You're going to be there in a few hours. How are you feeling about this AEW LA show?
Yeah, I do think that they could have made it feel like, I mean, it feels like a big deal if you're out here in Los Angeles, but this is literally one of the biggest damn markets, okay? There is so much untapped potential here. I do wish that AEW would have been promoting some of these matches a little bit earlier on versus the last couple of hours, because I feel like we're being underestimated, you know? Like, this is a big damn city. We have lots of people here. You're gonna want to promote and get, you know, things going, but they're obviously sold out at the Forum, so that's not an issue. The Forum's great. No matter what seat you're in, it's gonna be really easy to, like, I love the Forum. It's easy to get there. It's easy to park. It's easy to get in. Good views, decent food. You get out really easily. It's good stuff.
Andy says, thanks for the distraction on a crappy day. Looking forward to Dynamite tonight. Any chance we see a debut from King Kota? I think she could be a star in AEW if given the chance. I think it's possible. I thought they crammed an awful lot into that Double or Nothing show. It's like, well, here's Stokely. Here's Roosh. Here's Athena. I really feel like, Denise, obviously you can't have Stokely pop up before Sunday. It was illegal. But I feel like you could have had Roosh pop up on Rampage. You could have had
Athena. You could have done it here in Los Angeles. Like, yeah, that would have been, like, huge here, I think.
I think Athena debuting after a TBS title match in L.A. Because, I mean, Jade looks Hollywood. She would fit in right there. So you have her win that match and debut Athena after that. You spread it out a little bit. I feel like they could have done better. As for Dakota Kai, King Kota, I hope so. She's one of those that you got to sign. You got to pick her up.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, she's somebody that, I mean, I feel like a broken record at this point, but there's so much untapped potential with her.
Bill says, I think while we're getting these dream matches in AEW, I think with all the talent they've got on the roster is bloated and will hurt the growth of talent within the company. And then AEW will become a feeder for WWE. Well, it depends to me what kind of money WWE is willing to hand out. There will always be people that value the creativity and creative satisfaction or even the schedule above money. So I think that not everybody. I think plenty of people will head over there for the money. I think some people won't. Bill says, do you guys know why pay-per-views are out on a Sunday evening where 75% have to go to work the next day and are asleep? Didn't buy the pay-per-view as I don't have 4 hours to give after the next work day. Tony says they perform better on Sundays. He says that the pay-per-views sell better on Sundays. I personally am a Saturday guy, Denise.
I could see it, though. Like, I feel a little bit torn on this one because I've said this before. I like Sundays just to, like, not do anything. But then how many people do you have that are, like, not doing anything on Sundays? And, like, Saturdays is the day where you want to go to, like, to the fiesta. You want to go out and have a life. So I think it depends. Like, I just feel like everyone's so different. But, I mean, if he's saying that they're performing better on Sundays, then he clearly knows better than the both of us.
Yeah, I think that's probably why they cater their business in that manner. And we've got Moosh Handle saying, where'd Nyla Rose put her keys? Faye Jackson says upper butt. There you go.
What?
Yeah.
I don't get what she joke. Said.
Kylie says, here's why NordVPN.com/Fightful is the best. I had an issue watching a certain program on Wednesday nights with my old VPN. But after going to NordVPN.com/Fightful and following Sean's advice, it worked perfectly. So thanks, Fightful. Here's a little tip. If some of you say, I can't order this on this service, change your status to Lithuania and you'll be able to. Little loophole that hopefully doesn't get closed anytime soon. Well, let's talk about the big topic of the week, Denise.
What is the big topic? I don't know what the big topic is.
Lakshmi says, I just saw a post from AEW on their Facebook and Twitter accounts about how MJF will be there on Dynamite. Would be interesting to see what he says, to say the least. And we've got Brent Lockman saying, for the crap you're bound to deal with today, Sean, why does this feel evergreen? What are the chances we see something with Super Dragon this week on AEW? I think maybe you'll see him on BTE, but I don't think AEW. Now, I'm not going to go into every minute detail about the MJF thing because I've done that on the late night podcast that I did, the AEW Double or Nothing podcast, and then I gave you a complete timeline on the Backstage Report. However, I did report on Monday.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
If you had an extra hour in your day, what is the first thing that you would do? Read a book, take a nap, play some video games, do something for a friend, volunteer? A lot of us spend our lives wishing that we had more time. But the question is, time for what? And if it was unlimited, how would you go about using it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important for you and to make it a priority. And therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. Therapy is so valuable. It's gotten me through some tough times, really helped me reflect on things that are important, specifically with BetterHelp. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be the convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. This is so beneficial when you've got that crammed schedule and you can't even imagine finding that extra hour. You can do it all from home. Fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Fightful today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Fightful. It's so flexible and it can help you find that social sweet spot with BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp.com/Fightful.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
MJF, Tony Khan, were set to meet. That did happen. I don't know anything else that really came out of the meeting. Nothing that I can really go into detail on. However, I want to be clear. I've talked to dozens of wrestlers about this. Dozens and dozens over the course of 2 months. Regardless of what may happen or might have happened, didn't start out as a work. I wasn't supposed to find out some of this information. There's so much to this. And we're talking about one of the best workers in the world. So just off the bat, I don't know why anybody wouldn't assume that I'd be like, this guy working or not. I'm always cognizant of that when I talk to anybody. But we know what we know now, Denise. And that's that MJF, 3 nights after being powerbombed 12 times, taken out on a stretcher and oxygen put on his face, is going to be on the show. Did that surprise you?
Okay, so first and foremost, I think after the events that transpired at Double or Nothing, and I'm talking about the storyline aspect of it, regardless of whether or not this whole drama with MJF went down, this was what I was expecting to go down between Wardlow and MJF. This was the story that they were headed towards this entire way for it to be this like powers of what does he call it again? Powerbomb symphony. Yeah. To do the powerbomb symphony and get all of those powerbombs in and like basically leave MJF lifeless there, because that's what we were expecting. That was the storyline going into this. You know, MJF put him through hell, treat him like garbage, etc. That was the story. So regardless of the reports that were put out there, etc., and everything that went down with MJF, that's what I was expecting to take place at Double or Nothing. Now, during that, I kind of did feel now adding the thing that we knew about MJF and the drama that went down, having that as a cloud above your head and knowing that information, that did kind of feel like a leaving the territory type of squash, where it kind of felt like I wasn't going to be seeing MJF, but in a sense where having MJF essentially get stretchered out, to me, I was seeing it as, okay, this gives AEW, this gives Tony Khan time to think about how they're going to handle the situation with MJF, because MJF did not show up at the meet and greet. This is what everybody has their own opinion and everybody's allowed their own opinion, but I do not believe this was the work, because when you have MJF going and not showing up to these meet and greets, and you have people that paid cold hard cash to be at these meet and greets and then have to get their money back for them, the company is losing money. They're souring the fans on that.
As I mentioned to you off the air, sorry to interrupt, there were talent that said that they had no idea. They were not given a heads up, and they had to stay over to make up for that as well, because their lines got longer. So those talent weren't clued in on this either. So when people say, well, it's a work, well, from who? From MJF? Okay, well, I guarantee you AEW doesn't consider that a work. Just because he's leveraging doesn't mean that they think that that's a work in any capacity.
No one looks good in this, Sean. I was talking with fans at GCW because this was around the time that the whole story came out about the plane and everything, sure, and all the information you were putting out. And everybody was just saying, like, damn, like, there was nobody, and this, I know this sucks to hear, but there was nobody saying anything positive about MJF, because he looked really bad in this situation. And that's what every single fan was talking about when the conversation came up. And on top of that, AEW didn't look good in this either. So if this is a work, this is literally like a terrible one where everybody's looking bad in this.
I want to address this comment because there are so many people that have taken what I've reported and just like pretended something else. Doom Tribe says you should feel great that you're so respected. The only MJF way he could get it over is to, with a skeptical audience, is to work you. He didn't give me the flight information. I've spoken to MJF multiple times since this happened. At no point did he sell the plane thing. Like, that wasn't supposed to get to me. That came to me from a travel source that has provided me dozens of good info from WWE, from other companies as well. I wasn't supposed to find out that information. It didn't come from AEW. The things in which MJF and I have talked about, I've made very clear that he was okay physically, because that was my concern, was I hope nothing terrible happened to him, that he showed up shortly before the show, that he left right after. That's it. Other than that, I was able to confirm with his people that he and Tony had an argument a couple months ago, and that he was still pissed. Other than that, the intricate things to this were things that I picked up from other people. And Tony Khan even told me a couple months ago that he was frustrated about the Ariel Helwani interview not getting cleared and wasn't even mad. Tony was very calm about it. Now, where I think that a lot of this adjusts and changes, first off, you don't work the boys. You don't work the talent. Those elements of it, I just don't think you do. That's in bad taste. That's how you ruin locker rooms. And
you don't take money from the fans and then have to give it back.
Yeah.
That's a big one.
So I think this turns into a work. At what point? Beats me. But I don't think that you give MJF a live mic in front of Warner Media execs where they're throwing you a party, unless one of two things, in my mind. One, you're really trying to show MJF that you trust him. I don't know if you do that without a work. Or two, you got it involved. You got it done. Like, it's just...
This, to me, I feel like they're trying to save face here, because you mentioned the Warner Brothers thing, and you don't think that they're seeing this stuff? You don't think that they're seeing, like, hey, what's going on with Tony Khan and his talent? What's happening there? And, hey, if you... I again do not believe that this is a work, but can they turn it into it? Hell freaking yes. Of course, we've seen it done so many times before. So why is there, he could easily go out there and...
Tony even said on the media call last week, he's like, I think that Max likes to take his real life frustrations and add it to story. And he said, and that's the way that some of the best stories are. And I mean, full disclosure, guys, I provided Denise, the guys at Grapsity, a lot of the same evidence and documents that I had seen in case this became a debated topic at the scrum.
He wasn't going to talk about it.
Yeah, but I mean, in case there was somebody trying to say, no, I provided several members of the media that
documentation. You thought I was going to be brave enough to be like, well, hold on. I have this information on my phone.
Don't say what you have.
I'm not going to say, but I'm just saying, I mean, I'm not brave enough, Sean.
Out of professional courtesy, because there was a lot of doubt around that, I was like, okay, I trust this information with these four people that are going to be there. Because, I mean, I obviously trust you and the Grapsity guys, and I was going to be like, I think by now you all know I'm not full of shit about this stuff, but just in case, you never know. I didn't doubt you once, Sean.
No, that's so mean. Aww. I wouldn't go out and. I mean, like I will bury you and troll you for fun. But when you put out a report, I believe your report's full. You know, full tomato tomato. That's JoJo, the only compliment you're getting from me ever.
JoJo says, Denise, we missed you. Denise is greater than Sean. JK, maybe. God. Also, Brent Lockman brings up a good point. The whole promo is just an oxygen mask tutorial from MJF. Shout out to AEW's impeccable medical team putting that oxygen mask over MJF's eyes. That's the only reason he could possibly be. Yeah, they put the oxygen mask on it. It was over his eyes. It was hilarious. I think the rib was that they didn't give a shit about him. So they were just like, here you go.
Hey, that makes sense. I couldn't see that stuff from like far away. So
Rob says, nice to see Denise finally showed up after walking out on the Fightful Universe summarily and unprofessionally, mind you.
I heard. And you know what? At the end of the day, you came and you begged and you said, Denise, please, Fightful is nothing without you. You need to come back. Come on. I'll have you unlisting your girl. We'll just say Jimmy's out, but we'll give all the spotlight to you.
We were going to run a step host tournament, but then we just realized it would be Kate and Julie. And we're like, we just scrapped it. So we brought you back. Kylie said, happy Pride 2022, you all. We love our allies. Well, hey, we love you. Happy Pride. Hope you enjoy it. Hope it's fun. But get in your super chats. Get in your humper chats. MJF's promo. I mean, by the way, he did the airplane motion.
I love that. I love that.
I had so many people that are like, he's shooting on you. And I'm like, I wish he'd do it all the time. I love the banter. I dig it.
The plane is now a symbol. When you think of it, you're going to think MJF from now, like forever.
People made artwork about it, Denise.
Oh, they did? I didn't see that. They made drawings of it.
I loved it.
They should put a little picture of you in the corner.
Loved it. I wish. Jay Wick says, do you have any info on potential Slammiversary surprises? Sell the team, Bob. No, I was told a while back that I should expect new people to pop up at each taping for Impact because they've changed a lot of the ways that they do things in that a lot of people are unpaid per appearance and stuff like that. And I mean, look, Matt Cardona got hurt. He might not be able to come in, and I'm sure he's not getting paid chump change there. So that probably opens up the budget a little bit as well. I'll work on finding some out. Michael says, if MJF's people aren't come on. This one. Okay, sorry, I misread this. Whew. He says, if MJF's people aren't expecting more money without an extension, and TK says he'll pay him top dollar, what's the main problem? Is MJF hell-bent on a bidding war? Now, I'm sorry about that reaction. I've dealt with so many people saying, he wants more money and no extension. I reported 3 weeks ago that they were like, that's not how contracts work. They knew better. My answer to that is I don't know, and I've been trying to find that out because originally it was money. Then it became terms of the deal. Then Wade Keller, I think, outlined this really well this past weekend. It just became a bullish thing, maybe about respect. And I can't put words to that. Maybe MJF will. I don't know how much of it'll be a work or a shoot or anything like that. And with MJF, you never know. I mean, do I know him on a personal level? Yes, I do. Am I always suspicious? Yes, I am. But I don't have the answer to that. I always say you never know the motivations of somebody else. Nathan says, MJF going to walk out there, grab the mic, announce he's bought the Cincinnati Reds. Well, even with the amount he makes now, it'd be worth it, probably. Lakshmi says, there's the other thing that had MJF no-show Double or Nothing. Not sure it would have put him in a favorable position with WWE, considering what Vince went through with Warrior and Jeff Jarrett hijacking pay-per-view matches in the past. Yeah, by the way, and somebody says that Cardona mess is a work. I mean, maybe it is. I haven't looked that much into it. But Yeah, I think the no showing the pay-per-view would have been rough. I think that probably would have been rough, but I still think that Vince would have signed him.
It would have been rough. More than rough, Sean. Are you kidding me?
It would have been horrible.
It would have been a disaster. Honestly, it would have been terrible.
Yes, it would have been terrible. But I think Vince still would have signed him.
Yeah, but I just feel like, dude, like the whole purpose of a bidding war is to have both sides freaking throwing money at you. Like if one side, if you've already completely burned, if you burn a bridge with one side, then the other person could like lowball you and not give you that much money. And then what do you win?
Speaking of WWE signings, how about this? A little tease for Fightful Select. I got news on a prospect WWE thinks they have in the bag. They think they've got them signed. Coming to FightfulSelect.com today.
Is it someone famous? Is it like...
Quit it. Subscribe to Fightful Select. Hey, we broke our Fightful Select record this past weekend.
What is the record?
It's like at 6,800.
Oh, that's awesome. Congratulations.
And I mean, you know, if it's any indication, our most live streamed show was at 2 a.m. on a Saturday on Memorial Day weekend. Will MJF get on the plane?
At 2 a.m.?
At 2 a.m. I did a show. Because I saw Observer did a breaking news show, and I was like, well, I'm reporting this. I should probably do one live, right? Like, people are interested. So I did one. It did very great. Big thank you to our mods, by the way. But we've got plenty of super chats. Van Twinblade says, 2 weeks till the St. Louis AEW show. This is me officially booking or begging for Tony to book technical difficulties and Dan the Dad for, I think you mean BCC, to beat up on Rampage. Ain't happening. But maybe. Ryan says, I'm just here to ask the obligatory, is Wyatt showing up in AEW tonight? Side note, thanks for all the work you put in this last weekend. I haven't heard anything. Somebody told me to stop asking him about Bray when I was poking around about them. They're like, man, stop asking me. I'll tell you.
Wait, a source told you that?
Yeah.
Stop asking them?
They're like, I know everybody keeps asking you, but stop asking me. I'll just tell you at this point. They're like, as soon as I find out, I'll tell you.
Oh, they're like, I'll come to you. Just leave me the hell alone.
Yes, exactly.
Damn, Sean.
I'm bugging them all the time about it.
Tell me. Yep. I want to know.
That's me. Rob Wilkins plus Joel Pearl equals YouTube viewers. Well, I know that's a lie.
Coming from Rob Wilkins.
Oh, man. Jake and Ader says, any A&E WWE stuff you're looking forward to next? Anything like that you're looking forward to?
I don't watch them, so I would be lying if I said I was looking forward to, because I don't really watch them. I watched one A&E one, and it was a Stone Cold one, and I didn't watch any of the other ones.
You probably watch that garbage on Reels if they have a bunch of jobbers on. Anton says, Vince wanted wrestlers to no-show his rivals in the past. He would throw MJF even more money for that opportunity. I mean, you know, that's not
Do
wrong.
You put it past Vince? I don't put it past Vince.
No,
do
I don't. No, Vince? I don't. He tried to get a bunch of people to no-show. Gene Okerlund, Hulk Hogan, a lot of people like that. But as recently as like 15, 16 years ago, he tried to get Mike Goldberg to no-show UFC.
How much money do you think it would take for, like, let's just say you were in the position of MJF. How much money do you think it would take for you to no-show Double or Nothing from Vince?
Oh, man. If I'm Everybody's MJF, got if I'm MJF.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I would up front, I would say I'd say $2 million.
And you'd be like, peace.
Yeah. Yeah. $2 million. But it would have to come with. I mean, that's,
I think $2 million is a little bit. I would do a little bit more because you're ruining your reputation.
You know, you're right. Probably
no,
three or
and
four.
$2 million, you could barely I would say at least $3 to $5 million.
And you have to cover whatever legal fees for the impending contract tampering.
That too.
Lawsuit as well.
And they have to pay for your lawyer.
Yeah. Lost Poet says, is MJF doing this to get to WWE? I think so. I do believe at one point, I don't know if that is still now. I believe at one point MJF just wanted out. Rob Wilkins says, don't sell the team, Bob. Take a big shit. Well, that's aggressive.
I don't even know these people. Who's Bob?
Bob Castellini. He owns the Reds. He's a really terrible owner.
Oh, is that your team sucks really bad right now, so, right?
Actually, they sucked really bad the first month. They've been really good the last month, though. Brent Lockman says, is insomnia a common trait for wrestling media? It is for me. I don't know about Denise. I think Denise sleeps just fine.
I do sleep just fine. I know. Unless like something's physically going on with me, I sleep perfectly fine.
Yeah.
Because I got no drama, Sean. I'm drama free. I relax.
I'm trying my best. I really am. I won't go there.
Just like don't have any drama and you'll have a great night's sleep.
I always leave people alone unless they bother me.
So do I. Just ignore them.
Oh, God.
But Chris, you have the most drama-filled Twitter account. Like, you have more drama than the Real Housewives.
I wouldn't say the most. There are definitely more. Oh, no. No, no, no. There are definitely more.
I don't follow those other accounts.
I know, exactly, because they suck, and mine's like, great. Muted. Chris Rain says, SRS appreciation super chat. All hail the great muter.
I do. Applaud.
Johnny Depp won his case, by the way.
Oh, he did? Oh, yeah, that's right. They announced that at the top of the hour. I think we all kind of knew that.
I haven't paid much attention to it, besides the taking a dump.
Sean, you live under a rock?
I mean, I've
seen it. Even if you weren't paying attention to it, everybody was talking about it. Like, everybody.
Well, yeah, I heard about her taking a dump in the bed, allegedly, all that stuff. Yeah, I heard about that. Look at that. Sean isn't afraid to clap back. We love it. All you got to do is leave me alone. That's it. You leave me alone, and you don't lie about me, and I don't dunk on you on Twitter. If you're mean, there's a good chance I'll dunk on you and then block you. That way you can't get any more attention. Brian says, does MJF just want to be in WWE at this point? I feel like he wanted out at some point. Ed Uribe says, can't wrap my head around this. MJF is the face of AEW and has full creative freedom to make MJF the best character in wrestling. He wants to throw all that around so he can work for Vince McMahon. It makes no sense to me. I'll say it again. Never assume the motivations. Do you think that MJF grew up wanting to be an AEW wrestler? AEW didn't exist. He wanted to main event WrestleMania. Also, it's never about the money until it's that much money. And yeah.
It's always about the money, Sean. Let's be real.
Not always. FTR took a big pay cut.
But money makes a big... Oh, you know, I remember John Moxley.
Anybody that says it doesn't buy happiness has never been poor before. I remember
John Moxley in his interview with Chris Jericho. It was John Moxley that said that he didn't even look at the offer that WWE was going to give him, right? Like, he decided not to even look at the envelope. Because can you imagine, like, seeing this massive money offer and saying no and trying to, like, walk away from that?
Yeah.
Like, damn, that's crazy.
Bridget says, Denise appreciation supper chat. So this is for your dinner, but it's a super chat. Thank you, Bridget. Is it Bridget or Bridget?
I think you're welcome, Sean.
I think it's Bridget.
Denise the draw Salcedo.
What are you having for supper?
Me?
Yeah.
I don't know because I haven't gone to the gym, so I'm feeling a little self-conscious right now.
You still haven't been to the gym. You told me you were about to start back, too.
I'm going next week. I swear to God.
Oh, my God. Next week. I'm going. I'm going tonight after Dynamite.
No. And then, right now. Right now, if I eat anything in this skirt, I'll just be like, whoop, blow up.
I'm about to get tailored for an outfit for your wedding, Denise.
What are you going to wear?
I don't know yet because the weather's going to be like super hot, I'd imagine.
Well, keep in mind it's by the water, so it's going to be like breezy and it's going to be a little bit colder. Okay. So it'll be like hot, but like also a little bit cold.
So are we going to be in the sand?
No, you're going to be like on a rooftop.
Okay, cool. I just didn't know. I mean, hell. Do I think that FTR and Punk will become a trio? Eventually, yeah.
Mm. Did you see when CM Punk, I don't know if this was this on the air, when CM Punk said that that FTR should tell him never to do a Buckshot Lariat ever again?
I know.
Or was that off air already?
It wasn't.
Yeah, he told them like, man, tell me never to do a Buckshot Lariat ever again.
That's amazing. So funny. Doug says, TK just tweeted the Johnny Elite Open Challenge tonight. Well, that's interesting. Cool. I'm cool with that. I thought that he did really great. I'm glad they had him back. Paul Reed says, do you think that MJF will be there live tonight or pre-taped? The graphic just says we hear from MJF. You know, if they pre-taped it, I think that would make a lot of sense. But I think that if you're AEW and even if you're MJF, you want that reaction.
You got to put him out there. You got to put him out there.
And he knows too. Like he knows.
We want the drama. I'm there for the drama, Sean.
That we do. No drama when you leave a thumbs up, and no drama when you use NordVPN. Oh, that's Know Your News. Go away, Know Your News.
Damn.
NordVPN.com/Fightful. Change your virtual location with just one click with the fastest VPN in the world, NordVPN.com/Fightful. Get a great deal and an additional month free on your plan. 30-day money-back guarantee. If you're traveling like Denise is doing all the time, you can block online trackers, block online hackers, and annoying pop-up ads. Not only that, it helps you stay safe on that unsecured Wi-Fi. You know that Denise is staying in some shady places with some terrible Wi-Fi. She doesn't want people hacking her stuff and stealing her Scrum footage. So NordVPN.com/Fightful helps you out there. And it works on all your devices. Phone, laptop, desktop, PC, router, TV, everything. It's available in everything. Again, change your virtual location with just one click. I booked my flight to Denise's wedding, and I literally stopped, came back later on my phone, and the prices were up. So what I did was I logged into NordVPN.com/Fightful on my browser. Oh, mysteriously, that lower price came back. No price discrimination with NordVPN.com/Fightful.
Shot, are you excited to make your way down to beautiful Los Angeles?
The biggest rib is that I was like, oh, sweet. This Nashville trip is going to be so cheap. I can drive there. Now I'm flying out of Nashville.
You knew I had told you like well with a year in advance, maybe even more, that I was getting married July 31st.
But I didn't expect SummerSlam to be in July. It's never been in July before.
I know. I didn't either. Why do you think I booked it that day? And all of a sudden, surprise.
Well, at least they did it on a Saturday. I mean, I would miss SummerSlam to come to your wedding. And I fly out hours after school.
I just got a drop of juice in my eye. And it burned.
Denise.
Damn, bro. Look at this. I was drinking and it splashed. Now my makeup's all fucked. Denise. Look at this. Now it's all messed up.
What are you doing, Stephos?
Look at my eye. Look at my makeup. It's all messed up now. Now I'm going to have to redo my eyeliner all because I got juice in my eye. What? Is that like a perverted thing? Because if it was, I didn't know. Legitimately got... Okay, fine. I got coconut water in my eye. Look at my eye now. I'm all messed up. I look like I got punched in the face.
Denise.
I'm going to have to do the show like this now, Sean. Continue on. Now I look really bad. Look at this. What? Fine then. I got coconut water in my eye, and now I have all messed up makeup. Never
super
once
chats.
Have I logged into a porn and saw someone say, oh, I got juice in my eye. Who says that?
Does anybody in the chat just want to?
Who says that? Like, legitimately. I don't know what you guys are watching. All right.
Doug says, Denise, you have a drink.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
problem if you get coconut water in your eye.
It just splashed. Dude, look at me. This is pathetic. Go, continue
anyway,
the show.
My face hurts really badly right now.
I need an eye patch. Dude, what are you talking about? I'm going to have to redo my entire makeup right now.
Rob Wilkins says, I think obviously, you know, I was joking. I'll always like the wrestler before a company logo. I think Bray in the Fed is best for business. I think Bray Wyatt fits best in the Fed. Let's talk about that momentarily. But Bri wants to know, where do you think Hangman's story goes next? I think he needs redemption again. I think he needs, I think he needs redemption, so to speak. But we got people saying, Wyatt at Hell in a Cell or AEW, what do you think is more likely? We've got Brandon saying, could Wyndham's tweets have been scheduled ones that he mistakenly posted because he was returning to the UK show this week, WES, given his connection to Adam Scheer? Well, it's Authors of Pain and Mojo's people help him book the talent for that. I don't think so. I just think that I can tell you that he's very particular about what's reported about him. And I think that a lot of people, he's a general interest story still in pro wrestling, Denise. I think Hell in a Cell is more likely than AEW. I think if AEW wanted to bring him in, they would have by now.
I feel like there's just too many people at AEW. There's just too many. Yeah. Yep. Ya se pasaron. There's too many. I don't know how else to say it. There's too many already.
And I got somebody saying, hey, why does this person or like who handles this stuff? I think he's managed by the same people that like Cesaro and Athena and Mia Yim is. But I don't know. I think he's taking his time. Chris Rain says that might have been the funniest thing I've seen in a long time.
I'm just a failure on this show.
Head pats for Denise.
Oh, no. I don't like when people pat my head. The people do that to me. I don't like
it's
it.
I think that is very condescending, right?
Oh, like, it's super condescending. Like, shit. I've had it happen twice where they did this to me. And I'm
is there anything you're looking forward to? Hell in a Cell, NXT, In Your House this weekend. Do you even know what's on the In Your House card?
Yeah, I know the In Your House card. Damn, bro. I watch NXT every week. But I'm not going to be watching NXT In Your House this time. I won't be here this weekend. You knew that already. You knew that. I told you.
Are you here Sunday?
Yeah, I'm here Sunday for Hell in a Cell. Yeah. Okay. For Hell in a Cell, I'm going to probably be doing a watch along for Hell in a Cell too. I might as well. Okay. be worse than the first one I did.
Like, I think the card's really good for this weekend. Yeah,
for Grimes, In Your House or Hell in a Cell?
Well, In Your House. Grimes and Hayes. You got Pretty Deadly and the Creeds.
Yeah, those look good too.
Breaker and Gacy, Toxic Attraction against Casey and Caden. I'm excited for Mandy Rose versus Wendy Chu. I think Wendy Chu is a main roster star.
You think we get a new champion?
I hope so.
Toxic Attraction's getting very, very stale.
Yeah, it is. I think it's time to bring Mandy back up. And you know what? Maybe pair her back up with Sonya even. Like, I think that could be a lot of fun.
That could be fun.
But I think that Wendy Chu is made for that main roster. I think that she has great comedic timing. She's amazing in the ring. She's got a good look. I think that, like, we've not seen a women's character be like the Santino of that division where there's comedy stuff, but also he would fit in certain spots. Like, they put him in Elimination Chamber. He was the last person in the Rumble. He won the Intercontinental title. I think from a women's role, like, Wendy Chu can do that.
I think I remember back in the day, Santino Marella, I was always a fan of his, but I mean, I was younger then, but I was always a fan of Santino Marella. And then Wendy Chu, I love Wendy Chu, and I think if she were to become NXT champion, though, it would really, really, it would fit in with their NXT 2.0. That's all I'm going to say. It would definitely fit in. And it's just, it kind of sucks to be, I just don't see Mandy Rose leaving, though, because I feel like they put so much focus on Toxic Attraction and all of them. I mean, they were literally their promotional material for like weeks for NXT 2.0. The only thing that they were promoting was Toxic Attraction. But yeah, it's gotten very, very boring with them lately because they haven't done anything of note, really.
Anything you're specifically looking forward to on Hell in a Cell?
No.
Me neither.
But I hope it's good because I'm going to be doing a watch along. So it has to be good.
Tune into Denise's watch along. We are about to head down the home stretch a little early on this show. Denise has a busy night ahead, but NBA Mix Doc says, I agree with Denise. AEW does not need any more signings for the roster unless it's their women's roster. The men's roster is surface tension level. Like if they brought in a Cesaro, it'd be one where I'm like, well, you got to bring him in. He can be a player coach type of thing. But I think we're going to see a lot of people kind of wane. But
no, I already hit it. No, that's it, Sean. There's too many people. I don't care who anymore. Okay. This is done. I mean, unless you're bringing in The Rock. That's it. they've hit their peak, man.
A reminder, guys, we will be live on Fightful Select for about 10 minutes after this for the list and your girl goes on. Jeff Hardy was pulled from tonight's match, as was Adam Cole. It did not surprise me seeing Jeff Hardy's performance on Sunday. How did you feel about that?
Oh, dude, that was very noticeable. I don't know what was wrong with him or anything, but he just kind of looked a little bit out of it. Like even like trying to get on the ropes, like you could tell right away that something was off. And I know they did the whole thing where he had like his boot became untied, but I don't even know that how that even happened because I just like, I don't know, because I didn't watch obviously the TV version, so I might have missed something like in the crowd. But it just kind of felt to me like it was used to kind of kill a little bit of time there. He looked a little off.
Yeah, guys, make sure that you guys leave us a thumbs up. It would mean an awful lot. We had a lot of inquiries about Curtis Axel this week, Denise. Did you see him on Raw? He came out.
I don't know what happened on Raw.
He broke. Oh, you got to watch the Cody Seth thing. That was very good. That was an exceptional.
I'll watch the replay when they show it five times next week.
But yeah, but it was a great build for their match. I think they booked it out of order, but Curtis Axel came out and helped break up the fight. We had reported 6 weeks ago. He's on a tryout as a producer right now for WWE.
Oh, okay.
So that's great news. But guys, make sure you guys tune in tonight for AEW. We're going to be here for a post show. Tune in every week, even if you don't watch Impact. We got Cresta and Joel Pearl. After that, we've got, or after Impact, we got the Spotlight every week. We had Grapsody live from Blue Wire Studios. I know Denise did some work at Blue Wire Studios this week. If I would have seen the tweet quick enough, I would have called in.
I was not going to bring you in. I was doing an interview.
It didn't matter. The producer was.
Yeah, and then I would have yelled at him.
But Denise, tell the people where they can find you.
Oh my gosh, we ended very early. Is that a bad sign?
No, it's been a relatively quiet few days. We've done good super chats. Rusty says, did my chat get missed or did I miss them saying it? I'll go up and look for it while, here we go. Denise to join House of Black with eye issues.
Oh my God, yes, yes. I want to be, anyways, I don't know what I'm saying anymore.
Tell the people where they can find
you. The juice got to me. Please, youtube.com/Denise Salcedo. All of the scrums are up there and beautiful HD quality. Go check those out. On top of that, I have a really awesome interview with Nick Wayne, and he's going to be a big star, guys. So this interview, I think, is going to be one that you're going to look back on for sure because, you know, he's just a kid, and you go out there and you listen to him talk about how he's still in high school and he's going to school and what his friends think about his wrestling and just everything that he, you know, his experience is very unique. It's not every day you have, you know, 12-year-olds in a locker room wrestling. And so he has a very unique story to tell, and it's there. Check that one out. A lot of people have been enjoying it. And I have more stuff coming up. My interview with Joe Gacy that will go up before Sean's if it's the last thing I do. And then
I might just double up on interviews tomorrow just to do it because I'm running the AOP interview about the event that's not happening just because we got some good stuff in there. But I might just double up on interviews just to do it. I'll let you have it first, Denise. I'm generous. Nice. I'm making my money. No matter what.
No, it's fine, Sean. You know what? If you want to play this game, let's do this game like this. All right.
We'll do it head to head.
Joe Gacy, we've done this before. We'll go head to head with our interviews. And I will make sure to promote the hell out of mine.
I'm not.
Yeah, I know you don't because I care more. This is what makes me mad. I care more than you do. And that's why I'm pissed. YouTube.com/Denise Salcedo.
Turd Ferguson says, do you think Roderick Strong is going to be stuck writing out his contract or would WWE show some class and let him join his friends and wife? Love Fightful. Thanks for everything. I wouldn't be surprised if they let him go in the next round of cuts. But we have somebody asking when the prospect news is going to drop. How about this? Go over to Fightful Select, listen, you girl. I'll break it on the air right there. How about that? Head over there and subscribe. Leave us a thumbs up. We're out.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.